The eyes of the MMA world will be on Corpus Christi this coming Saturday when Elite XC presents its Renegade show. The biggest fights on the card will obviously be Nick Diaz going up against KJ Nunes for the 160-pound lightweight belt, Mike Pyle against Jake Shields, but the fight everyone is waiting to see will be the Elite XC debut of Kimbo Slice. And we've been trying all week to get Kimbo on Jerry Park, but I've done one better. I found the former UFC heavyweight champ, the three-time king of Pancrase, and the founder of the Basrutin system, El Guapo himself, Basrutin. Thanks so much for joining us on JerryPark.com.
It's my pleasure.
All right, Bas, so I got to ask you, when was the first time that you found out about Kimbo Slice?
A long time ago, before the Mercer fight. His management is buddies with my partner, the gym partner. So he called me, and they asked him if I was able to train him. So they gave me a call, and yes, that's how we set it up.
So had you ever seen, prior to first getting in contact with him, had you ever seen any of his legendary internet street fights?
Yes, I did. Of course, everybody knows Kimbo. Man, it's insane. I'm walking on the street and the kids, everybody knows him. It's great.
Well, what did you think about them? I mean, as a guy who's a legend within the MMA world, did you think that these were fights that were good for the sport, or were you not such a big fan of them? I mean, people go either way.
I for the sport, it's not good, but I like everybody else who likes mixed martial arts, loves to see a good fighter, with Kimbo in it, there was always a good fight, but Kimbo make the crossover. I don't think there's a lot of people can do that. Street fighting, I don't really believe in, because, it's illegal, first of all, but second, the bad things might happen, and that's why I don't promote it, but he came out good.
So, how many months have you been training Kimbo for?
At that time, I trained him only 10 days. I put him with Sean Tompkins because I was traveling so much, and Sean was training the Anacondas, which I was the coach of. Just before that, I had to leave because of my TV duties, so to say. And so he trained with him, and I said, the last 10 days, you're going to come to me. And then we train one-on-one, two times a day, and we're going to put a game plan together for Mercer. And this time he enjoyed it so much, so he came straight to me, and we just worked out, 6 weeks now.
So now, after the Mercer fight, what were you pleased and what were you not so pleased about? I guess some people are calling it not really his first MMA fight, kind of an exhibition, but what were your impressions following that fight?
I was very, very happy. It is a mixed martial arts event, and he did everything that I wanted him to do. Pushing the fight, put him up against the cage, he threw knees, we saw elbows, we saw punches, we saw a takedown, and then we saw a submission. What more of mixed martial arts can you ask? So I was very pleased with his performance.
And now, I'd love to hear about the first time that you actually met Kimbo. I guess when people see him for the first time, they might have some preconceived notions. What was it like? Because he clearly isn't like the character he's portrayed on TV.
No, he absolutely is not. He's the opposite. He's a family man. The biggest proof that I tell everybody was, steakhouse, I think it's that my daughters, I got two little daughters, and they saw Kimbo, and they, out of the blue, they walked over to them, and they high-fived them, and they never did that in their lives, and it's not that, he's not a scary-looking guy, so that means that, his aura is a good aura. That's how I see it. Kids always pick up on that, so I knew right away he was a good guy. He's a joker, I'm a joker, so we clicked right away.
So for a while, a lot of people were thinking that Kimbo was going to fight Tank Abbott next. That fight has now fallen through, and then he signed with Elite XC. Were there other organizations out there, maybe even the IFL or the company you work for, that were courting Kimbo as well?
Yeah, everybody wants a piece of Kimbo. Kimbo is—he's bringing an audience. Everybody knows him. A nice, funny example is that he left my gym, and he was driving in his car, and he was stretching himself out a little bit, and He parked his car in a parked car, so he crashed his car, totaled, and it was in front of a church, and the people from the church ran out, and Kimbo thought that it was going to be a problem, and the people from the church were like stoked. They were like, oh my God, it's Kimbo Slice, we were just watching your fights on YouTube before we went to church. It was insane. So, he brings his own audience, and every organization would be very smart to get that guy, because he pulls in a lot of people. He's a character. He's good on camera, and he's a nice guy, and on top of that, he's a great performer.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we've put up a couple of his videos of training with you, and we've received the most amount of feedback and excitement from the MMA fans on just those videos alone. So I think you're right. Everyone's really looking forward to his fight this coming Saturday, and he was supposed to fight Mike Bourque, and he had to pull out due to injury. Now he's fighting Bo Cantrell. Has that changed at all your approach to his fight this in terms of training for this Saturday night?
Yeah, the thing that Bo Cantrell has, he's got a faster hand speed than Mike Bourque has, but Kimbo, he picks really up, he picked the game up real good. We worked hard on his footwork and his punching speed and power, and although he had a lot of power already, you know, he's punching way better right now, and he's moving on his feet, and I don't see it as a problem. Better than anybody, of course, and Boca Cantrell is a great competitor, but he should be able to pull this one off.
Clearly, Kimbo has a lot of experience on his feet. What kind of training regimens are you putting him through to improve his ground game?
You know, yeah, everything, you know, we start with the basics. I'm a basic kind of guy, man. Like sometimes, like this morning, I walk in my class and I say, okay, guys, let's do a normal class. Because every time when I see that the basics are not good, I go back to the basics and work on that. And I think it's way more important. But for the people, you know, they want to have a class. They want to just have a workout. I'm all about perfection. So when he came in, you know, I broke down everything, his whole punching, and we made his punching better. And then, of course, the submissions, we started again with the basics and just how to set the submissions up. First teaching him the submission and then the escape, because a lot of people do the other way around, which is ridiculous, because if you understand the submission, you understand also how to get out of. You know, you shouldn't be training solely on defending. It's like with takedowns, people learning to defend the takedown. Now you got to learn how to do the takedown. And once you know how to do the takedown, you know the counters automatically, and then you start realizing how to stop the takedown. So it's a way easier way to learn everything by learning the technique first, and then you learn the counterattack for it.
There have been some critics about Kimbo Slice's foray into the Elite XC world. Just yesterday we spoke with Jake Shields, and he said that it was quote-unquote kind of goofy that they were promoting him so much. What is your response to comments like that? Do you think that it's going to take some time for people to start warming up to him, or do you think they're totally unfounded?
Yeah, it's a business, right? And he steals all life from other fighters, I guess. Maybe that's a problem there. we just talked about it. How many people know him, you know, from the internet? And of course they have to promote him like that because he is a phenom. He's an internet phenom. And although there's no professional fighters that he get fought against, he still has a lot of pull and brings in a lot of people. So that's just talking. And and of course for them as a professional fighter who've been training for such a long time and then see somebody coming in, they see it of course as a circus. But you know, I can tell them that it is not. He's really dedicated, and he, you know, for him to step away from his family for 6 weeks, that's a long time, man, because he's a family man. He likes to hang around his kids and spend time over there instead of us breaking him down two times a day. You know, there are more fun things to do, but he really wants to take it to the next level. So I truly hope that those fighters that make those comps, that they see how dedicated it is, and then I'm pretty sure they are okay with it.
Just last week, Gary Shaw said, even without talking to Kimbo, that he believes that Kimbo Slice will be the first ever heavyweight MMA and boxing champion. Is this something? Do you want, as his trainer, do you want him to go that route, or would you rather him solely focus on the world of mixed martial arts?
You know, that's like, that those things are these are fast to throw out there. You know, I think that Kimbo has a lot of talent, and that in a couple of fights he can fight top 10 guys. But to call right away, he's going to be the next champion and the next boxing champion. That's something big, you know. And don't get me wrong here. I just want to see what I want to see. I love him, the way he trains, the way he dedicates, the way he picks up, the way he did his last fight, his game plan. He worked it out to the T. Exactly what he should do. Now we need somebody who puts some pressure on him and see if he can do it then again. And once that happens, you know, then yes, then I can say, okay, now he's getting very, very close. But we can't really make a statement like that after one fight.
So now he's going up against Bo Cantrell this Saturday night in Corpus Christi. If he gets past Bo Cantrell, what kind of a fighter? Is there any particular guy out there that you think Kimbo can go up against and be successful?
You know, we like Lamont Borg, Tank Abbott, you know, these are great opponents for in the beginning. You know, there's those are just guys who, you know, the records are not like really good. And there's just everybody, including every mixed martial arts champion. You know, if you bring him to a new organization, you don't want to put him against the toughest guys right now. Why would you do that? Let him get used to this game. And once he's used to the game, it doesn't really matter anymore who he's going to fight. But, you know, I would like to stay away from the top 10 in his next two fights, of course. I want him to get used to the cage and used to the feeling to fight with the cameras and all the commotion that's around it. Because, you know, I stopped like ESPN and some other people. They were coming in and filming the whole time, and they wanted to come, yeah, we're going to come the next 2 days too. And I said, guys, this is it, you know, it's over. I mean, this way too much attention for Kimbo, you know. I see it's hurting him, you know. We can't train like we want to train. We just put an act on for you guys, because obviously I'm not going to do any game plans when the cameras are on Kimbo. It stops us. And people don't realize how much pressure that brings, you know. It's all Kimbo, Kimbo, Kimbo. He puts in every magazine, you know. Slowly but surely, you know, it starts to get to a fighter. And not to Kimbo, but I speak for myself how much attention can work against you, because I have a lot of fighters, and a lot of fighters break down on it. And with Kimbo, I don't even want to take the risk. I just want to take it step by step for him.
The other big heavyweight that's making his debut in the MMA world recently was Brock Lesnar. If Kimbo Slice would fight Brock Lesnar, hypothetically, who do you think would come out there?
You know, that's a very difficult one. Brock, he's a phenomenal athlete, man. I love the guy. And the best thing that I like about him is that he does the boss with the mixed martial arts workout. Unbelievable. And that's what he told our guys.
Got to get your plug in there.
Yeah, no, but it is. It really is. That was when they told me that, I was really honored. Like a guy like that does it. So, you know, that's why I'm saying it. And and that also means it's a hell of a workout, and he goes through those things. So that means, because it's striking based, that he's working a lot on his striking, which means which is something that he really needs, because he's a wrestler. So we know now already that he's cross training. So I expect a lot for that guy. He's a great athlete. Him against Kimbo, you know, that's obviously Kimbo is going to be on his back. So he's got to work there, his strikes and the crazy stuff that I teach him, and hopefully he even can go for a submission. But, you know, good wrestlers got good base, and they pick up the ground game real fast because they've been on the ground their whole lives. So that would be a difficult fight for Kimbo right now. He's got to stop that takedown, and I don't think there are a lot of people who can stop Brock Lesnar's takedown.
All right, so before we let you go, Kimbo versus Cantrell this Saturday night, what's your prediction?
I don't want to sound like this coach, like, ooh, but I don't see this going to first round, past the first round. I see this going Kimbo winning by knockout in the first round. And you know, and if it's not Kimbo, then I give more chance, of course, way more chance to Kimbo. And otherwise, it's going to be a knockout from Bo Cantrell, because he can hit too. And I think heavyweights always throw a lot of energy out in the first round. That's why I see this fight. If you look at the fights that Bo Cantrell had in the past, I don't think he ever fought a second round. You see, winning or losing, or he knocked somebody out, or he got knocked out. So, you know, it's got to be an exciting match. That's one thing for sure, and I truly see Kimbo winning this.
By the way, all your fans want to know, where were you on Inside the MMA this past week?
I was training the Special Forces, and that's the only thing I can say, because it was special, but I had a great time. I was shooting machine guns, bigger machine guns, grenades. They let me blow up stuff. It was the greatest time for me. And on top of that, of course, I had to teach those guys how to defend themselves and, you know, in hand-to-hand combat. And it was a great experience.
All right,
long
boss.
Long live the brotherhood. Long live the brotherhood. That's a shout-out to them. And, oh, and before we go, I need to have one plug-in at least. It's potentthemovie.com. Go there. It's a documentary I did with somebody, with Aaron Fisher, and They traveled even to Brazil. We interviewed all the top coaches on the planet, pretty much, a lot of them. And you're going to see when you see that documentary, it's about mixed martial arts, of course, that there's a lot to mixed martial arts, and there's a lot of thinking and an old chess game behind it. They ask all the coaches all over the planet the same question, and everybody has pretty much the same answer, but everybody tweaks it in their own way, and it's really cool. This is really good for the people who have who don't know anything about mixed martial arts, because they're going to be filled in right away what mixed martial arts is all about. And for all the fighters and even guys who just trained, they're going to love the thing, because it's about mixed martial arts. You see a lot of fighters out there: Dan Henderson, Frank Shamrock, George Barnett. I mean, the list goes on and on, and all in there. So it's a great old piece, potent.
So fans could go online to potentthemovie.com and buy the DVD?
Yes, that's where you can buy it.
All right, great stuff, Buzz. Next time, we want to have you come on to talk about your career a bit, but everyone wanted to know about Kimbo. I really appreciate the time, and good luck this Saturday.
No problem, and thank you very much for the interview.
Give us a party on.
Party on, and whoop! Oh, Godspeed, and party on. That's what El Wapo always says.